Darby. All right, let's start this again. Right now, day to day. We'll keep evaluating, keep monitoring both of those guys, but they're day to day injuries. They will not today.
Do you have a roster move yet?
Not yet. As far as. Yeah, no, we haven't made any decisions. Obviously, going to keep our eyes open, but we haven't made any decisions yet.
Doug, what's your comfort level with Sproles as far as touches in a game? Do you have a number that you don't want to go over, or do you treat him like any other player?
Yeah, I don't really have a set number with him. You know, we know that he's primarily been a third down guy for us, a situational player, and then at times he's carried the bulk of the load. And so I don't go into it putting a number on it. Just kind of keep it more situational with him.
Are you comfortable using him more than – I think he's only had 100 carries in a season, maybe 140, 50 touches. Are you comfortable with increasing that substantially by 50% or 100% if you think your football team needs to, considering his – his role in the past and his age.
Yeah, no, I don't necessarily put a number on it. You know, obviously do what's best for the football team, and sometimes you get into a game, there could be an injury, or it could be the hot hand at that time, maybe the running scheme, because we do have several schemes that we go into a game with and designed for all our backs. But I don't necessarily put a percentage on Darren.
Do you think you have to, considering what your personnel is right now, and how he seems to have a skill set that maybe is more developed than the other three at your disposal at this point? He seems to be able to get to the hole, find a crease that maybe another guy can't get through or find, and then explode through it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously his size plays into some of that too. He hides behind those linemen and can spit through a hole. But again, you know, he's the bulk of our third down offense. Any of our hurry-up, two-minute tempo stuff, he's also available there. So he primarily will get his touches in those situations.
Sounds like you're not comfortable getting him in on first down and second down and making him a workhorse.
I never said that.
Carson's had a number of balls to the line of scrimmage on either screen passes or, you know, throws towards the sideline. Watching on tape, why is that happening? Is it a ball placement thing, a mechanic thing?
It could be a little bit of everything, but at the same time, it could be a little bit of the pass rush. Guys are in and around his leg. Sometimes it could be, you know, just a matter of just awareness of, you know, where guys are in the pocket, sliding. You know, a couple of tip passes the other day were because our offensive line actually stopped, you know, the rush, and that's what D linemen are taught to do. When and if they can't, if they feel a double team, they stop and they put their hands up. And you know, Benny Logan was able to do that a couple of times, and it's unfortunate. But you know, knowing that going in, we can be conscious of that.
Is there something he can adjust in his throwing motion or anything to kind of counteract that, or does it just come down to something within that play?
Number one, it's the awareness of the defensive line. We'll go in and say, hey, this group, you know, has X amount of tip passes or a percentage of tip passes throughout the season. And knowing that, then we can either adjust his drop to get it a little bit deeper. We can work on him sliding and finding windows and lanes in the pocket. We know, too, it's going to happen. And we try to avoid it if we can.
When eight times a season, is that a matchup you're focusing on going into this game?
Obviously, you know, we were sacked six times too this past weekend. So, it's going to be a good matchup, I think, on, you know, both sides, our defensive line, our offensive line. Obviously, this is a good defensive front as well that we're going against, but, you know, our defensive line prides themselves getting off the ball, as you know, and getting pressure with four guys. So, I would think that'd be the same type of mentality going into this game.
Offensively.
Well, obviously, you got to be aware of where he's at. Did you say it affects our offense?
No offense.
Their offense? No, oh, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, it's I think what you saw from week one to week two, and if he's 100% going into week three, then I think they start feeding him the ball a little bit more. It definitely changes the complexity of their system. When he's out there, he's definitely he's very explosive with the ball in his hands, and he's a dangerous receiver. And we got to account for him. We got to know where he's at. But his role would definitely increase if he's healthy.
We've heard so much about Isaac's versatility, which is obviously a good thing for the team. But can that hurt a young player when he has to kind of play all these different positions and he doesn't get to focus on one?
No, and in Isaac's case, he's been focusing on one. So, we love the fact that guys can and we actually find in the offseason, you try to find college players and even our, when it comes time for free agency, we look for players with that position versatility in the offensive line, guards and centers, or centers and guards, guards and tackles, or guard can play left and right. So, in Isaac's case, he's talented enough to do really all three.
Doug, when defenses show blitz pre-snap, does that fall more on Carson to get protection set up, or is that Kelsey?
It's both. Kelsey's extremely sharp. He understands protections extremely well. He and Carson are on the same page when it comes to that. Carson has the over. Carson can trump, let's say, Kelsey's call if need be. If he goes left and Carson wants to go right, he can redirect it that way. But both of those guys really work extremely well together. They study tape during the week on it and make all the necessary calls going forward.
What did you see? You guys increased Matt Collins' reps, I think, from 5 to 17 on offense. What did you see from him Sunday?
Mac is learning. Mac's growing. I thought he came up with a nice couple of catches in the game the other day for us. He's just gaining confidence and, a huge special teams player for us, and he's just going to continue to get better. So, it's great to have a young receiver like that can come up in your offense, and at the same time he can give Torrey or Alshon a break here or there. He's also versatility, or his versatility also is he can play inside. So if Nelson needs a break as well. So sharp kid, still learning, still growing, but definitely has a role for us offensively.
What would you say has kind of been like the key to the success for your defensive line so far? I mean, I know it's only 2 years, but
I just think second year in the scheme, you also look at the way these guys, are exploding off of the football, and Coach Wilson, with the line games and some of the stunts and things that he gives these guys at times the freedom to make their calls. I just think you're seeing the confidence there. And then, of course, the addition of Tim and then Derek, Chris Long, guys like that can add another element of pressure. It's just a well-rounded group. BG's playing extremely well. Vinny's playing much, much better and having a good season. So, I think it's just second year and confidence of those guys.
You mentioned the six sacks. Giants have had their problems with pass protection. Seems to be a theme throughout the league, at least early in the season, offensive line play. Do you attribute that to something?
Well, I attribute it to the league's gone to a passing league, and we get to these third downs. Off the top of my head, I think we had five or six third and like 10 pluses last week. Maybe it was seven third and 10 pluses, and that's a recipe for disaster for any offense. And now they can just pin their ears back and just go. And, we got to do a better job, obviously, on first and second down. But you're also seeing more receivers into the route. You're seeing five-man protection, on first and second down. So sacks are going to increase just a little bit. Quarterbacks are, taught to get the ball out of their hand and find the quick receiver. But I think with the, with the way the league is going with more of a passing attack, I think you're going to see, a little rise in sacks as we go.
Doug, on those back shoulder throws, what's the key to executing with Carson and the wide receivers, or just building that chemistry?
The biggest key is really just keep repping them in practice. Every back shoulder throw can be a little different. It can be a true stop route where you actually stop the receiver. It could be truly a back shoulder where he's still on the run, but he, it's right on the back shoulder. So there's different throws, and the key really is to just keep working them in practice. And we missed a few the other day in the game, you know, with all Sean but these guys work every single day on those throws, and we just continue to get better.
That second division win this weekend, how important will that be for you in terms of setting the rest of your season as you go along?
Well, I think it'd be huge for us to jump out and try to get this win, and obviously go 2-0 is big. The confidence of the football team, you know, this early in the season, in really a great division, I think, and you know, with a tough stretch of games coming up, and it's important to come out and play fast, and you know, home game. Obviously, we're excited about that. Finally, getting back off the road and getting in front of our crowd and our stadium and fans, and. You know, we've been in two loud stadiums the last 2 weeks, and now we get to finally unleash our fans on the opponent. So it'd be exciting to do that and to get that win.
You said you'd be a little worried if LeGarrette wasn't frustrated about not getting a carry. Did you feel a need to talk to him this week and kind of tell him your plans going forward?
Is that a leading question?
No.
He and I talk all the time. Quite honestly, we spoke last week. We spoke going into the Redskin game. You know, I think it's important that you define the role for guys. And here's my expectations for players. I think it's important, and even the position coach to have that conversation with players at their position. And listen, we only have you got one football, and you try to get everybody involved when you can and if you can. And but yeah, I mean, he and I we've had conversations and. Just defining the role.
The screen game hasn't been very effective in the first 2 weeks, Doug. What are you seeing there as far as why?
Yeah, it's just a number of things. first man out, you know, blocking the first thing he sees. The other day, I believe it was Ramik, split us, came underneath one of our guards and made one of the tackles. We tripped. Our back actually tripped on a lineman and went down. So timing and execution are everything when it comes to the screen game. And you're trying to take advantage of the pass rush, obviously, and or a man situation. And we just got to continue to work it, got to get better at it. It's a big part of our game. And I think when you put the ball in Darren's hands or Wendell's hands, you know, on the perimeter, these guys can use their special teams ability, you know, punt return, kickoff return, and we've got to have more success.
We gotta get better. I'm sorry. Nope. There were several deep shots Sunday that didn't come that close to connecting. What's going on there? Is that a matter of working more with the receivers? Is it something Carson is doing?
A couple of them were off of scrambles and just taking a shot deep. Even the week before, we missed on a couple of deep throws. You know, it's quarterback receiver being on the same page. And Carson's, and which I love, the aggressiveness down the field. His eyes are constantly down the field, you know, making those throws. And listen, we're gonna hit them more than not as we go. We're gonna continue to throw them, continue to work them in practice every day, and get better, because that can be a big part of, you know, the chunk plays that we need offensively to win these games. Okay, thank you.